One DJ with a microphone and two turntables waking up the world through the power of music, believing one day the world will unite through sound to overcome the oppression found around right now. The kingdom of heaven is real, and together we'll get there. DJ King Worldwide.
Hey, what's going on in the Holy Land today? Hope everybody's doing good out there and enjoying their life. What a beautiful place the Holy Land probably is. I'm stuck here where I'm at, but it's really pretty here, too. Remember to visit our website at www.thekingdomofjudah.com. Check out all the videos in there. Check out all my podcasts. I'm going to add a bunch of my music recently and in the past. There's just a bunch of stuff on that site. That site is actually becoming one of the better sites online if you're looking for, like, end-time dreams or near-death experiences or proofs of the Messiah or Torah tables or anything that has to do with God. Check it out, www.thekingdomofjudah.com. First song is by Yaakov Shuki, and I honestly don't know the name of it because it's in Hebrew, but anyways, the first song is by Yaakov Shuki.
תמיד בסוף היום יש איזה רגע קטן הלב שלי שוקע כשהאור נעלם קשה לי לראות בדרך אליך רציתי לדבר איתך על מה שבלב על רגע מאושר לא רק על מה שכואב עשה לי טובה אל תסתיר את פניך תמיד אתה יודע מתי אם התרחקתי מדי כמו ילד הולך לאיבוד צעקתי אליך שמע ישראל השם אלוקינו השם אחד שמע ישראל השם אלוקינו השם אחד מה זה גוף ונשמה? בשביל מה? רוצה להיות קרוב אליך שנה ועוד שנה בשביל מה? ומי אני כאן בלעדיך? קורה שלפעמים גם העצב נצמד היד על העיניים ואני לא לבד כתבתי שירים עליי ועליך רציתי לספר לך על יום שעבר תמיד אתה איתי גם במתוק גם במר רציתי להיות הטוב בעיניך תמיד אתה יודע מתי אם התרחקתי מדי כמו ילד הולך לאיבוד צעקתי אליך שמע ישראל השם אלוקינו השם אחד שמע ישראל השם אלוקינו השם אחד מה זה גוף ונשמה בשביל מה רוצה להיות קרוב אליך שנה ועוד שנה בשבילה ומי אני כאן בלעדיך שמע ישראל השם אלוקינו השם אחד שמע ישראל השם אלוקינו השם מה זה גוף ונשמה בשביל מה רוצה להיות קרוב אליך שנה ועוד שנה בשביל מה ומי אני כאן בלעדיך
Yeah, that was Yaakov Shuki. the next song I really, really like, and it's by this guy named Tim Grant. I don't know how I find half of these songs. Like, they just show up. But I guess maybe YouTube algorithm or something. But I really like this song because it just talks about how he's going to make a place for you in his father's house. And if it wasn't so, then you would have known. And that feels like me right now leaving for Jerusalem in a little bit without my kids. It's like, hey, I'll go make a place for you, and then you can come visit me, hopefully, if the court says they can, because they got kidnapped by the courts. Like, happens all over the world. It's terrible. I can't believe it even is allowed to happen. But anyways, so, yeah, check out my court case. That's another thing I'm going to put online here in a minute so you can see how corrupt these courts are. Like, we have to go back to the Torah law. There's no way around it if we want to save the children. Just what I'm thinking here. So anyways, this is My Father's House by Tim Grant.
One, two, three. Your heart be troubled this day. Believe in God and believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were I will return, and you will be with me. I am the way, and I am the truth. I am the life that will live in.
Many places to explore. thus like never before. Follow me, so far away, and who knows where these paths will lead. The lights will fade, the trees will lose their leaves. It's a journey we are on. Swam on out to sea. Follow me, so far away, and who knows where these paths will lead. The lights will fade, the trees will lose their leaves. It's a journey we are on to find where we belong. At the end of every road, a place to call our own, and we'll be together wherever we roam. The lights will guide us home. Follow me, so far away, and who knows where these paths will lead. The lights will fade, the trees will lose their leaves. It's the journey we are on to find where we belong. Journey we are on to find where we belong. Journey we are on to find where we belong.
All right. Our reading for today comes out of Matthew 23. Then spake Emmanuel to the multitude and to his disciples. So there's a bunch of people standing around Emmanuel, and he had his disciples there with him. Remember, the people that actually followed him, right, when he said, yo, follow me. They did. Those were the disciples. The rest were just people that came to see him. Saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. So Emmanuel was saying that the scribes and the Pharisees, they must be as powerful as Moses, because they're making up all these laws. So they must sit in Moses' seat. All therefore, whatsoever they bid, you observe. So whatever these people are telling you to do, that you do. That observe and do not. So he's saying, like, the people that are saying the laws are observing them, but aren't doing them. So it's like they tell you to do stuff, you do whatever they say, but they're watching you do what they tell you to say, and they don't even do what they told you to say, is what he's saying. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne. So they're putting on you the stuff that they wish that they could do, is basically how it amounts to. It's like, oh, well, we think they need to be better, but realize the law of Moses was never put in place to make people perfect. This is an important concept. It was never put in place to make people perfect. It makes them holy. It makes them better than perfect. It makes them, like, flawless. But I'm just trying to say, like, the perfectness that we tried to obtain down here is man-made perfection. And nobody really can obtain that. And that's not even cool once you get there. So it's like, they want us all to become this man-made perfection, which is basically a robot. And that's not even the perfection that we're seeking. All right. So they lay them on men's shoulders. So they put all these burdens on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move one of their little tiny fingers to move it. So it's like basically the politicians. It's like politicians put all these taxes on us, all these laws on us, all these things on us, but they don't follow none of that stuff. They're back there doing whatever they want, which is really what the God of Israel wants, is for everybody to get to do whatever they want. But they have to go about it in a proper manner in order to reach it. It's like if you're climbing a mountain, would you just walk up the mountain without no thought of mind, like how to get to the top, or without following the instruction booklet that's right at the bottom of the mountain? All right, so, but all their works they do to be seen of men. So all these works they wanted to be seen by people. They wanted to get glory of man. There's a difference between the glory of the Spirit and the glory of man. And this is another important concept. The glory of the Spirit is inward. It goes inward and tries to dig out that glory. The glory of men goes outwards, and it tries to get that glory from men. Important concept for me to work on, too. Like, I'm not trying to put these concepts on you so you can do them. Like a Pharisee, I'm pointing it out to myself and pointing it out to you. I pointed it out to myself. All right, so they make broad their phylacteries, okay, which are the little boxes they wear on their heads, and enlarge the borders of their garments, so they want to have their tassels be seen, and love the uppermost rooms at the feast, so they want to go to the best places and hang out with the coolest people. And the chief seats and the synagogues, so they also want to be with the holiest people, all right? And the greetings in the marketplace, they want to be called Rabbi, Rabbi, okay? So these people are just in it for themselves. As soon as the rabbis start, you know they're already in it for themselves. Like, but be ye not called rabbis, Emmanuel said, for one is your master, even the Messiah's master, and you are all brothers. So he's like, there's only one connection that we got, and it's not between men and men. It is, but that's not like the mainframe. So it's like, great, call him a rabbi, call him the master teacher, but that's not the mainframe. All right. And call no man father upon earth. Okay, so a lot of people want to be called fathers upon earth, and that's their holy title. For one is your father. So it's like no one's your father except for in heaven. Neither be called masters. There's nobody that's a master down here. Like, that's like karate masters and stuff. It's like, oh, for one is your master, even the Messiah's. And he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. Shalom.
בן אדם, מה לך נרדם? קום קרא בתחנוני, כל דומייתך לאוזניי כתופי, אינה מצאתי חן בעיניך אבי. תן לי תפילה אחת טובה שתפתח לי את כל השערים. תן לי מילה אחת כנה שתותיר אותי בלי שום אוויר. אני רוצה להיות תלוי על חוט השערה באמצע הים, צועק בכל כוחי, ריבונו של עולם, מה לך נרדם? תציל אותי. לא בראת אותי להתהלך כישן, אתה מלא אהבה, אני רוצה גם כן. אז תן לי תפילה אחת טובה שתפתח לי את כל השערים, תן לי מילה אחת כנה שתוציא אותי בלי שום אוויר. אני רוצה להיות תלוי על חוט השערה באמצע הים, צועק בכל כוחי. תן לי תפילה אחת טובה שתפתח לי את כל השערים, תן לי מילה אחת כנה שתוציא אותי שום אוויר.
בהליכה נרדם, תציל אותי.
All right, I remember telling my son, my youngest son, that he had AI built into him. And he's like, I do? Like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, dude, just think about it. You, like, ask yourself a question, and it gives you the answer. Like, what's 2 plus 2? Equals 4, right? How do you know that? Because AI is built in. I think that he figured it out.
Yeah. drawn to the O.E.
And sing this chorus, rejoice.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to me, O Israel.
Sing it again.
Rejoice.
That's the show. Remember, the truth is here. The truth is now. Have a great night. Shalom.